Welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom, your Press Democrat best cosmetic surgeon 10 years in a row. Now, here's Dr. Tom.
Well, happy birthday, America, and hello, Sonoma County, Napa County, and Maui. I'm Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, and right next to me is our awesome, most wonderful surgical liaison, Karina.
How are you, Karina? Hi, everyone. Doing good.
Great. What, you got some fun things planned for the weekend?
Hopefully. We'll figure it out.
You're going to figure it out. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So, hey, Karina, you know, we've been really busy lately, and you are our surgical liaison. I know many people don't know how important you are to the team. You are not only a medical assistant keeping me out of trouble, but you're our surgical assistant, surgical assist, and you are our surgical liaison. What is a surgical liaison?
Right. So a surgical liaison is just a fancy way of saying your helper.
Your helper.
As a patient.
I love it. I love it. Patients need help. I need help. Okay. So that's great. So, Karina, if somebody's interested, and today our topic is talking about the cosmetic breast surgery consultation, where do we start? Where does the patient start? They're listening to us. They're seeing us on YouTube for this show. What should they do?
They just need a call. Call our office.
Okay.
Call our office. The ladies will answer. They're super wonderful up front. And they'll say, let's set you up with a phone appointment with me.
Okay. So they don't get you right away. They set you up with a phone appointment.
Yes. Usually I'm hanging out with you, so.
You're right. I'm sorry to our potential patients out there. I'm a pretty needy guy. So I do have Karina with me through most of the day. And we have you make an appointment with Karina because we don't want you to have to wait. We really respect your time.
Right.
And so we figure that let's make an appointment.
Right.
And so ring, 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 they call you, and what happens?
So initially, I like to get the patient's name. I want to know who I'm talking to, right?
All right, okay.
And I ask a little bit of, why are you calling? What are we talking about? What is it that you're interested in with us?
Okay.
And so that's just kind of getting to know the patient, getting to know what they're calling for.
Okay. So when they call, how much time do they get to spend with you on the phone?
Oh, yeah. We said 30 minutes for each patient.
Okay. So they get 30-minute phone call with you. Okay.
Yes.
So besides them telling you their name and you're getting to know them because it's important who they are as a person, what kind of information are you trying to glean from the patient in order to help them?
Yeah. So it depends on the service. So whether it's breast, we're going to focus on breast today.
Okay.
So whatever breast concerns they have, we'll review, you know, what is it that's concerning? What is it that's bothering you? Mm-hmm. What are you hoping to achieve? We do collect a little bit of medical information just to make sure from a health standpoint that you are set for surgery.
Okay.
And then I can answer any questions about recovery, pricing, it's always a big one.
Okay.
Why Dr. Tom?
Right, okay.
Introduce you.
All right.
As
so
a
why Dr. Tom?
To them. Well, we've been voted now.
Yes.
Press Democrat 11 years in a row. That's a big one.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we appreciate everybody who's voted for us.
Thank
you very much. We appreciate that trust and vote of confidence.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have Dr. Tom's been very experienced, 26 years in cosmetic surgery.
26 years in cosmetic surgery and a previous breast cancer surgeon.
Exactly.
So a lot of breast surgery experience. Okay, so thank you. I love when you talk about me in the third person.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So so they come and they're kind of expressing what they're interested in, whether they think they need an augmentation or a lift.
Exactly.
And we can talk about that in a moment. But as they're telling you their concerns or what they want, what are the biggest I'm going to say hurdles for the patients that they kind of express to you? Because you're really warm and inviting, so I can see where they'll feel comfortable talking to you.
Right.
What seems to be kind of the biggest obstacles for patients kind of wanting to proceed and move forward?
It's usually, we're all busy, right? Mm-hmm. We all have jobs, kids, life, you know, what is the downtime? Usually I've been thinking about this for a long time. So, you know, they've been thinking and now they're ready. I want to take care of, you know, the issue or the concern, whatever it is.
Right.
And so those are the two. Cost can sometimes be a little bit of a hurdle, but not generally. Most people are kind of expecting to know that they're investing in themselves. So
exactly.
Yes.
It's an investment in themselves. So I think that's important that you mentioned that most patients are thinking about this for a long, long time, and then they want the surgery yesterday when they make the decision, and we understand that there is somewhat of, sometimes an urgency on the part of the patient in terms of when they get it scheduled. we want to reinforce that this is surgery, right. And I think sometimes that social media does us a disservice that makes everything seem like just a commodity. And this is an operation, right. And we take it very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. We have a great track record, very happy patients, and most importantly, safe patients, you right. know, that end up coming through the operation very, very nicely. We can go into this in a later mm-hmm. show, but we do all our procedures under local anesthesia with a little bit of, I call it Xenonap pill kind of medication.
Right.
And so I know that you do describe that a little bit
yes.
for the patients,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So that's great. But we do, what I was going to say about that type of procedure is that in terms of the recovery, because you said everybody's impatient, right?
Right.
We all want to get back to whatever we're doing.
Yes.
And that the recovery is absolutely quicker. And so yet we are telling the patients about this great technique and how the recovery, less pain, recovery's quicker. But it's still an operation.
Still surgery.
And sometimes so we're a little schizophrenic. Yeah, it's quicker recovery. You know, you're going to have less pain. And then we say in the same breath, but you got to take it easy. Still.
Right.
Give yourself time to recover.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So what kind of information are you getting from the patient? So they're telling you what their concerns and possible objections are, mm-hmm. what their hurdles. What is it that you're trying to get from them?
Well, we're trying to find out what is it, how we can help them, right?
Okay.
So whether I want to be larger,
mm-hmm.
I want to be smaller.
Okay.
I don't want implants anymore. I want them out. I've had them for X plus years, right?
Right.
So it's hearing their needs and their wants and how we can actually help them. So that's what we're trying to figure out for them.
Great. And so after this conversation with the patient
yes.
then, and so now you've done the phone consultation, what's the next step?
The next step would be scheduling an office appointment with you or
okay.
virtual.
Okay.
It's a 1-hour appointment, and that is where you take a look at them and make recommendations based on their body and what, you know, we can make recommendations. I can make certain recommendations or kind of think of things, but you are the ultimate decider
okay.
with the patient.
Oh, geez, I'm in charge. Okay.
In deciding right. what is best for their body type, what they're seeing, whether they have implants, they want implants, whatever that is, any medical questions that they may have about the procedure, I let you take care of those.
You let me too. Oh, thank you. You can see who the boss is in the office here, can't you? So it's important. So we do set aside, an hour. We set aside for us to do an in-person consultation mm-hmm. in the office, or we can set it up for a Zoom meeting. Mm-hmm. We just recently took care of a patient from Idaho,
yes.
right? And we get patients from afar, from St. Louis in Florida.
Yes,
it used to be Hawaii, but now we travel to Hawaii to
yes.
do surgeries. And so we do get people who want our special technique mm-hmm. Procedure that we perform. And so we do offer Zoom consultations. I do enjoy meeting the patient in person.
Right.
That really helps us to kind of solidify the appropriate recommendations mm-hmm. for the patients. So we do evaluate them with either yourself or our other surgical liaison, Victoria. And so we will meet the patient, get their history. Again, we'll sort of repetitive but important that I want to hear what their desires are, what their goals are. And then at that point in time, then have the patient disrobe with mm-hmm. one of you in the room with me, and we'll do an examination. We'll take photos, mm-hmm. have the patient then get dressed again, and then we sit in another room and
right.
we're showing them their photos and then running through kind of a presentation of mm-hmm. what breast augmentation is, or breast lifts, or breast reductions, or breast implant removal
yes.
and replacement, or breast implant removal and lifts. You know, we'll kind of go over all of that mm-hmm. with the patient, and we can usually cover that pretty well in an hour's time. So after I'm done doing that consultation mm-hmm. with the patient, then what would be the next step for the patient?
Ideally, I'd like to meet with the patient after the appointment
okay.
That they've had with you mm-hmm. and pick a day. let's make a date
let's
for
pick
surgery.
A date. Okay.
Some people like to go home and think about it and mm-hmm. have certain dates and, you know, they have their own schedules. So
right.
we understand that. So ideally is they've gathered all the information and patient wants to proceed with surgery. And that's usually ending with me.
Okay. So so they meet with you afterwards, and I'd say probably the majority of people already know that they want to proceed.
Right.
And so they're looking to pick a date.
Right.
And I would recommend that you pick a date as soon as you can
right.
because we get filled up and then the schedule is just what the schedule is. And
yes.
so, you know, you don't want to procrastinate too much in terms of doing something that you want to do for yourself,
right.
Which the cosmetic breast surgery. So, Karina, one of the things that we, or one of the protocols that we put together mm-hmm. is that the patient feels well taken care of. And when I asked you kind of what is your position or what is a surgical liaison, how did you respond to me again?
I'm the patient's helper.
You are
here to help.
Absolutely, the patient's helper. And that is by intention that we have created this position. So they get the first phone call intake with
right.
you. At the time of their in-office consultation with me, they meet with you mm-hmm. again. Oftentimes, you're in the room with us, mm-hmm. and if not, we're very excited to have Victoria, who's
yes.
joining us, and
yes.
she'll be that person as well.
Exactly.
And so they're there, and then they meet with you afterwards. And then following that mm-hmm. And the schedule, they get to see you again.
Right.
You're everywhere.
In surgery.
Okay. So you are our surgical tech and our surgical assistant. So what happens on the day of surgery?
Oh, my goodness. We have so
okay.
much fun.
Okay. All
so
right.
I'm there to make sure that everything is clean for you on surgery day. We get all the instruments ready.
Okay. So you're
yes.
our surgical tech and you're yes. making sure everything's sterile.
Everything's sterile. We have you.
Okay.
So that is, I would like to say, very fun. Very
okay.
fun part
all
of
right.
my
so
job.
That's a fun part of the job is a surgical
yes.
assisting and being a surgical tech.
And you'll get to meet Nurse Jessica.
Right.
So we get our
okay.
nurse
so our
care
operating
of
room, Nurse Jessica. And
yeah.
so we, and then I come in and we talk to the patient
mm-hmm.
And we do their surgery. And it's kind of a positive day for the patient.
Yes.
Even if they're nervous, they're so excited about something they've been thinking about for a long, long time. And again, we'll go over this in a consultation, but our track record is great. We never take anything that we do in a cavalier fashion. We're very serious about it, but we have been doing this for a long time, and so we're very supportive emotionally for mm-hmm. the patient. They even get head massages during the
yeah,
procedure from
yeah.
Nurse
so our
Jess, right?
Idaho patient said it was like a spa day.
So. Right. We had an Idaho patient that came
yeah,
in,
yeah.
and she's a mommy, and she said this is the best sleep she's had
yes.
in a year. I think she just had a baby like
yeah.
in the last year
yeah.
or so.
So,
and it was the best sleep that she had had, so, and which is great because they kind of just not off kind of snoring or
right,
whatever.
Right. So we take measures to make the patient
right.
as comfortable as possible, right? The bed is warm. I always
right.
tell patients.
So we
nice
have a bed
warm.
Warmer. Okay.
The nurse will be rubbing your head.
So they get a head massage while we're injecting the local
anesthesia.
And we
get to listen to whatever music they want.
And whatever music they like. And yeah, if you want to be on my good side, then we play a lot of Motown since I'm from Detroit. But unfortunately, a lot of country sort of pops in around here
yeah.
with the young ladies.
Yeah,
so, you know, whatever it is or whatever artists you want, we accommodate them. Okay, so they're done with the surgery, and they go home. And so one of the things that we do in terms of making sure the patient feels well taken care of, but is part of my protocol and was even as a previous general vascular transplant surgeon, is that I call the patient on the evening of surgery, okay? And they all get my phone number, and then I call them in the morning the following 2 days. When do we usually see the patient after cosmetic breast surgery?
Yes, so we like to see the patient 1 to 2 days after surgery.
Okay.
This is when you like to evaluate, make sure they're good and they're either, you know, coming in and they're feeling great. And sometimes
right.
if we put implants in, they're a little bit uncomfortable. So.
Right, right, right.
But either way, they're usually doing very well.
Right.
And then 2 weeks, we like to see all of our patients at 2 weeks. They usually go home with tapes
okay.
that we like to remove. And then a 2-month appointment. So.
All right.
Those are standard appointments.
So, again, immediate phone calls. You have my phone number. Immediately after the surgery, we will see you in person as the patient in the next 24 to 48 hours. And then we'll see you at 2 weeks. And you had mentioned we remove tape. So there are sutures at surgery. Mm-hmm. So we close things up. There are sutures, but everything is what we call buried. They're not on the outside. Mm-hmm. So we do have tapes that are kind of reinforcing
right.
the surgical site. And so you remove those, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And and they prefer to have either Karina or Victoria do it because they're more gentle than me. So they'll do that. And even though I think I'm gentle, they're way more gentle than me. So you take the tapes off. We get photos on the patient. Mm-hmm. We answer their questions, and then we follow up in about 2 weeks' time. In two months' time. So afterwards, just to make sure that everything's okay,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's funny because I'm so OCD about this that I want my patients to know that I am there for them. So when I originally started doing this, Karina, you weren't part of the team at the time, many, many years ago, way back, a long, long time ago. I would have the patients come in, like you said, the day after surgery, at 2 weeks for suture removal or tape removal, 2 months. Then I'd have them come back at 6 months and then at a year, and then I'd want them to come back every year. And finally, they kind of put their hand up and said, "Hey, Dr. Tom, I love you, but I don't need to see you this much anymore. Okay, I'm fine. If I have an issue, I'll call you."
We'll call.
Right.
Yes.
So if you want to come and follow up with us, we would love to see you. You become not only our patient, but our friend and part of our family, or if you're in Hawaii, part of our ohana. But you don't have to keep on coming back.
Right.
But there's never a charge for the patient who wants to come back and talk to us about anything related to the surgery. Mm-hmm. So even if it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from that time, we don't charge for that because we're in it to win it with you. Mm-hmm. We make ourselves available. Obviously, if we're doing something, there is a charge for that. But in terms of answering questions, having you come back in, we have an open door policy for our patients. So, well, that sounds pretty cool, putting all of that together. So, as we look at this now, why don't we kind of delve a little bit into the nuances of the two? What would you say is the difference between somebody who just wants a breast augmentation versus somebody who thinks they want a lift?
Mm-hmm. So breast augmentation is implants, right? So we're augmenting via implants. Usually that is what we're going for. And those patients usually haven't had implants. They're either smaller chested or they think they have a little bit, but they'd like a little bit more volume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so those patients are augmented via implants. So that is that. And a breast lift is usually going to be maybe a patient has had implants or they've had weight loss, weight gain, pregnancies, all those things. Mm-hmm. And they do feel like, oh, maybe I do need volume, but my breasts have dropped or they've drooped a little bit. And so those are the two differences. A patient could need a lift
and augmentation. That's true.
Those are two possibilities. So that's where you come in, and we send them with Dr. Tom and we say, he'll help you make that choice.
Okay. So, you know, looking at the nuances, what I would say again is that usually augmentation usually is a pretty straightforward procedure. Mm-hmm. Karina will ask the patients to send photos in ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the reason that we do that is to kind of give us a heads up as to what we might recommend for you, because we do look at them and study them, okay? And then it might be that somebody thinks they need an augmentation and they really need a lift.
Right.
So we're able to kind of let you know that ahead of time so you're kind of prepared as we move forward. So we really believe that communication and education is important in helping you to get the result you want. But with an augmentation, so as you said, they're going to have usually an implant and that most patients are ecstatic with the result. It has one of the highest satisfaction rates of all cosmetic procedures, 95% satisfaction rate. That's pretty high. And it's one of our number one operations.
Right.
Okay. Right behind it, if not equal, though, recently in the last couple of years have been breast lifts.
Right.
And that's where women's breasts, instead of sitting naturally in the chest area, they begin to sag and then they begin to hang over the rib cage and even onto the abdomen, okay, onto the stomach area. And I know that that's very disconcerting for women, Karina, in that they don't feel very feminine. Mm-hmm. They feel, I know that we joke about it, and I say to the Latina patients, they want to be mamacita, not mama, right?
Right.
And they feel like it makes them look matronly. And so with that, they can be with an appropriate lift, with or without an implant, they can be some of our absolute happiest patients as well. And that's kind of been an epiphany for me as my cosmetic breast surgery career over the 20 plus years has evolved, and previously being a breast cancer surgeon, that breast lift patients can be very, very happy and either with or without an implant.
Right.
Okay. And sometimes, Karina, what we'll do is we'll stage it. If they're not sure, we'll do a lift first and then sort of live their life that way. And then if they feel that they want to be larger or enhanced, then we can do that for them. Okay. So a lot of times the questions are, what should I, you know, how do I know what size I want to be, right? That's one of the other tough questions for the cosmetic breast patient, for the augmentation patient. What size do I want to be? What would you, how do we go about helping the patients decide that?
Well, first is don't listen to your girlfriends.
Thank you. Amen for saying that. Girlfriends are great, okay?
We love them.
They're super. Don't listen to them. Okay, you said it. I didn't say that.
Yes,
okay.
Because that's awesome. Their body is different than your body. Okay. And so what they need is not what you need.
Yeah.
So that's the first advice. Then go home and we do a rice bag test. And we have a link. We'll send that information to you.
Okay.
And essentially that helps us and you figure out how much larger you want to be. Okay. So, yeah.
All right. So a rice bag test, that sounds like some kind of Asian thing. Is that just because Dr. Tom records Chinese and a quarter Greek? Okay. What is a rice bag test?
So it's exactly what that is. We buy a bag of rice, and you need a measuring cup. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a little baggie to put your implant, your rice in. A thinner bag, produce bag is great.
So you go to the local grocery store and you lift a couple of produce bags.
Get your produce bag, something that's going to be a little bit thinner.
Okay.
And you could start off with one cup, fill it up per side.
Okay.
And start up with two cups if you wanted to.
Right.
And then really what we want to know is what measurement you like. So a cup and a half, quarter of a cup, whatever that is for you, then we can have you come in and try on the implants.
Right. Okay, so they and they don't need to know. So as a patient, you don't need, I know it sounds weird. It is amazingly accurate, the rice bag test, in terms of the eventual pick for the patient of what implant size they desire.
Right.
You just need to know how many cups, what percentage of cup, quarter of cup, and so forth.
Right.
And we can help you to figure that out. So they come in, and then we have implants that they can kind of try on. And usually we ask them to bring a black T-shirt, tight black T-shirt.
Yes.
And they put on the bra, a special bra, where they put the implants in place. And they kind of take a look at themselves, and we kind of bounce around from, you know, we're going to do, okay, here's a 250, here's a 275, here's a 300, or here's a 350, here's a 400, here's a 450, whatever it is, 500, whatever it is they want, and they can try it and take a look at it. And what's nice is, once again, they get you as the helper, or Victoria, and so you can help them from a woman's perspective, what is the best size for them.
Right. Ultimately, it is the patient's choice.
It is the patient's choice, and
their
we try to support them.
But we try, you know, to guide them in the right way.
Right. And I've learned never to guess what size a woman wants to be. Somebody you think is going to want to go smaller goes big, and somebody you think wants to go bigger goes smaller. Yeah. So it really is the individual patient and what they want. So in a recap, here we go. Now we're going to do a recap here. Karina, somebody's interested. We got about a minute left. What do they do if they're interested in any kind of cosmetic breast surgery?
Call the office.
Call the office. That's number one. And then what happens at that point?
Phone appointment with me.
Phone appointment with you. And then after
then,
if everything's good, what do we do next?
Phone in person or virtual with Dr. Tom.
Okay. They get to meet me personally, and we go over all of the important things that they need to talk about, listen to their concerns. Then after that?
We schedule surgery.
Surgery is scheduled. And then after surgery is scheduled, then what do we do for follow-up?
Then you have surgery.
Surgery.
And then you go and enjoy your life.
You're going to enjoy your life with the new girls,
with
right?
The new girls.
All right. And so that's basically it in a nutshell. And so we are there. Karina or Victoria is there for you all along the way. We appreciate your support. Thank you for voting us again for the Press Democrat Best Cosmetic Surgeon. And we wish everybody a very happy and safe 4th of July. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. You don't know you're beautiful.
That's what makes you beautiful. You have been listening to cosmetic surgeon Dr. Walter Tom. For more information, visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.